Random House Audio presents Dear Life by Alice Munro. Read for you by Kimberly Farr and Arthur Morey. To Reach Japan. Once Peter had brought her suitcase on board the train, he seemed eager to get himself out of the way. But not to leave. He explained to her that he was just uneasy that the train should start to move. Out on the platform, looking up at their window, he stood waving, smiling, waving. The smile for Katie was wide open, sunny, without a doubt in the world, as if he believed that she would continue to be a marvel to him, and he to her, forever. The smile for his wife seemed hopeful and trusting, with some sort of determination about it. Something that could not easily be put into words, and indeed might never be. If Greta had mentioned such a thing, he would have said, "Don't be ridiculous." And she would have agreed with him, thinking that it was unnatural for people who saw each other daily, constantly, to have to go through explanations of any kind. When Peter was a baby, his mother had carried him across some mountains whose name Greta kept forgetting, in order to get out of Soviet Czechoslovakia into Western Europe. There were other people, of course. Peter's father had intended to be with them, but he had been sent to a sanatorium just before the date for the secret departure. He was to follow them when he could, but he died instead. "I've read stories like that," Greta said when Peter first told her about this. She explained how in the stories, the baby would start to cry and